I'm Brian Johnson, and I'm joined today by John McClellan. And today we're talking to David Leibowitz, CEO of Summit Cloud. Summit Cloud is a BizSpark startup and a member of the Microsoft Partner Network. So welcome, David.
Thank you. Good morning.
So so tell us a little bit about Summit Cloud. What does your company do, and what is your business?
Well, we provide point solutions to primarily to retail, wholesale, importers, and manufacturers. Software as a service is the business model. We have two flagship applications, Cloud Metrics, which is supply chain plus point of sale, an EDI mashup, and Cloud Nexus, which provides governance and document management surrounding CPSIA document management.
Okay, and what is CPSIA?
There are some new regulations started in 2008. It's a major challenge and pain point for distributors and manufacturers and importers to maintain documentation about the source of their products and have them at the ready, either to retail partners like department stores or potentially to governmental auditors or perhaps even to customs agents. So it's yet another piece of paper that needs to be managed and associated with an item, perhaps have some testing documentation associated with it. And what we've done is provide an electronic solution in the sky so that they can manage search, create these certification documents, and then have them at the ready for their partners with low overhead.
Oh, great. Now, so what size businesses are you seeing right now as customers?
Well, we're looking, our target size is mid-sized businesses. We see, especially now in the turbulent economy, small to mid-sized businesses are feeling the squeeze. They have the same challenges and pain points as larger enterprises, but they may not have the capital or the resources to commit to those challenges. So what we want to do is provide componentized enterprise class applications, but deliver them in a SaaS model so that they're lower cost without lowering expectations, and we can get them to a more rapid ROI by getting to quicker solution delivery by lowering the overall cost of that solution.
Okay, so John's been looking into this too, and what I'm kind of a numbers geek, so I really like to go through logs, and I like to do analytics and things like that. So tell us a little bit about Cloud Metrics. John kind of had some ideas about how this could work for companies, and maybe you could explain it, and we could talk about that for a minute.
Sure. So if I was a manufacturer or an importer of any type of consumer good, I sell those products either into specialty retail or department stores. And while I may not own those retail shops, it's important for me to get to the last mile of information, and that's how did my product sell at their point of sale. Now there are some partner solutions out there, either provided by retailers like Walmart, Olive Retail Link. Many department stores and specialty shops will provide this in still in an EDI format, which is unreadable by humans, and some will provide it in Excel or maybe by carrier pigeon. What we do is we mash all of this up in these disparate sources of data, so that people can get to some actionable analytics at a product merchandising level. And then, of course, you want to integrate this with whatever your source ERP system is, so that you're not looking at UPC data, that you're actually looking at translated information using your product merchandising categories, or perhaps merging this up with your customer master so that you can start to slice and dice your product by how it's performed across the U.S. or across the world. And now as we look at small to mid-sized businesses becoming multi-channel retailers, we want to integrate e-commerce data and clickstream data so that they can analyze their business not through through partner channels only, but also through their own direct channels. So
So, David, this is John McClellan. Just to give you a little bit of background on myself, I'm a partner evangelist with the developer and platform evangelism team, and I work with partners across the East region of the United States that are focused on developing custom solutions for our customers today. And so there appears to be a great opportunity for through a solution like that you're offering for some of our partners. To learn a little bit more detail about the company in terms of the implementation specifics of how this application and solution offering is provided to your customer base and where opportunities are for potential integration with other solution types. So maybe you can just share with me a little bit of perspective in terms of, so if I, for example, subscribe to Cloud Metric, what's sort of the deployment classification? I mean it's a subscription type model based as a SaaS type offering, but how does that integrate in with my point of sale solutions, and do I get real time analytics out of this data today, and if I wanted to integrate it with some other additional custom work that I'm doing within my company, how would I go about doing that?
Right, so this is really it's a solution in a box, and we want to make sure that we alleviate the pain point from that, you know, the first onboarding and enablement. So the heavy lifting is probably 80% of the solution is already managed from developing the maps and the conduits. We're using SQL Server and SSIS under the covers, so that we can integrate to EDI feed, to Excel. We have some APIs that are already written for some popular ERPs like Great Plains, Solomon. We'll be working on a few other ERPs as well. And in the box, there are dozens of analytics so that clients can get value on day one. But we knew that we needed to be able to answer the question of how do I extend? And, you know, how do we extend either through a partner channel or perhaps even through OEM arrangements? We're leveraging SQL Server on the back end for the data delivery and surfacing through reporting services. And we've created a model so that our potential partners don't have to know all of the nuances about EDI and developing models about an ERP. That's already been done. What they can do is focus on driving additional business analytics and building on the platform. And they're not building on a brand new BI platform that they haven't seen before. They're building on a tried and true, stable application like SQL Server and reporting services, which they can get some training from us. They can get some standard Microsoft training. They can run down to the local bookstore and pick up a book on reporting services and simply extend through our model. So we're looking at partners who are subject matter experts, either in supply chain or servicing retail or wholesale companies, who may not want to get into the technical bits and bytes of how to write an ETL or business intelligence application, but simply build additional reporting and KPI metrics on top of the models that we've built.
That's awesome. And so at the base level, you're an out-of-the-box solution. Plug it in. Plug and play, basically, and get results today at a very low cost, no capital expenditures and setting this up, no investment of development time in terms of accessing the reports that you have available to you. But yet, at the same side, if you're a company or another partner organization is delivering a solution and they want to extend beyond. Of course, I did see on your website, which, by the way, is a great website. I went through the whole thing top to bottom, and I just think you have for a startup organization, very well organized and structured website. You know, it's almost it's like a testament to a person's focus on detail. So I suspect, we can anticipate a very, very rock solid organized solution that you guys are offering as well. But yet, as a partner, I could come in and obviously go after and work with Summit Cloud directly and from a services perspective, but at the same time explore extending it extending the reports that you provide and so forth.
Absolutely, and that was our intent from the start. We did want to build something that required a lot of skill from a support standpoint. So while there are a lot of items that a customer doesn't see, I'll go back to the maps again or even the cube, at the end of the day, the business user is the head of a sales organization, or you know, manages strategy and really just wants to manage their merchandise classifications and sell more product. They don't want to deal with the bits and bytes of how to get data from point A to point B, you know, how to possibly mash that up with another system. So we're using SQL Server to manage all of that on the back end, and then front end, the surfacing is through .NET and SharePoint, which you know, is a great platform in itself for a startup. You know, we don't have to build a brand new web environment to surface this data in something that's user friendly, and it provides the ability for end users or consulting partners to act on data, to manage data, to manage the workflow without having to write a line of code. So there's a lot of content in the box, but we know people will want to extend. We wanted to make sure that you could extend either through, you know, our tool of choice is Report Builder for a partner, which is a great add-in to SQL Server, and as well as Excel. And we deliver, you know, data bits over HTTP from our cube directly to Excel for those folks that still want to build their own analytics. And finally, they can still publish it back to, even though we're offering this as a service, they can still publish back those reports that they've created to their own catalog.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. So, David, I have a question for you. How did you come up with Summit Cloud? And by the way, the site is awesome. I wanted to pass along the URL. It's summitcloud.com, which was probably obvious when we were talking about it, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. But, yeah, tell us about how the company came to be.
Well, you know, the background of the folks involved, including myself, has been in the multi-channel retail space and delivering solutions primarily on the other side of the table for enterprise-size companies. But what I see today is that, you know, these small to mid-sized companies are still feeling the pain. They need the applications that enterprise-scale companies have. They simply don't have the resources. And now the technology and the platform has certainly matured to a level where we can develop and provide that great functionality that a Fortune 500 might be utilizing at a much lower price point. What I've seen in the small to mid-sized space is, you know, the time to market for a solution has been pared down. And they're looking for something that's, you know, more on a subscription basis where they're getting some functionality, either if not in the first couple of weeks, you know, in the first month or two. You know, gone are the days where folks are looking at a 6 to 12 month delivery cycle on a solution. You know, the economy just won't stand for that. So we're looking for real point solutions to drive sales, to manage compliance, and so that people can increase their sales and ultimately reduce their operating expenses.
Great. So you're a member of the BizPark program. When did you join that, and how's that been for you?
We joined in May of 2009. It's been absolutely fantastic. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people join for the freebies and software. Frankly, we always knew that we were going to start on the Microsoft platform, sort of Microsoft Gearheads. It's a low-cost platform. It's great to get in. The benefit for us, though, has been more in the support arena, from having access to you know, technical support, having access to engineers, having discussions with folks like yourself to help us and guide us you know, on this path. Folks that at Microsoft seem to be really passionate about the companies in the incubator and genuinely want to see us succeed. And especially when you're small, you need to be nimble. We need to have our answers, our questions answered very quickly so that we can make really quick decisions about, you know, where we move with the technology or where we move with the product. And that's been invaluable to us.
So, David, Just to go back to the point where I mentioned before, I think when you look at someone's website and a startup company and you see the structure and the detail that you have provided in terms of, you know, putting your wares out there as a company and what you're able to do, I'm thoroughly impressed by that. I think back when I look at this, I see that you're, okay, so here you are. You got this idea. You say you're a Microsoft gearhead. You like our technology. You find out about the VisSpark program. It looks like you've totally embraced that. And doing some research, I see that you've been in the Microsoft Partner Program since it was the October time frame that you first joined up the Microsoft program. You're also listed on our Pinpoint site, which is an opportunity for basically customers to find partners like yourself that are delivering solutions that may meet their needs. So it looks like from a soup to nuts standpoint, for a relatively small company, you're what, less than five people, roughly, as a
correct.
Startup? Correct? And so you're less than correct. Like five people as a company, and yet you're so aggressively going against these things. Where's the motivation behind it? You've explained some of the benefit on the VisSpark program, and which is great, but like you said, you see people that just go after the software, but you seem to be aggressively going after it from a soup to nuts, the partner program, VisSpark program, Pinpoint advertising, for such a small shop. How did you come to learn about all this and find yourself going after it so aggressively? What were the channels that introduced you to all this information?
Well, in a former life, I did work for a couple of gold certified ISVs. So I certainly have worked with some folks in the Microsoft channel in the past. I understand the value of the relationship and the value of partnering. So in a broad sense, before we did the sleuthing and found out about the program, it's more in a broad sense. When you're a startup, you can't do everything yourself. That's why we're looking for partners, either VARs or OEMs, who can help us grow our business, assuming we can provide value to their applications and services. To that end, from a support standpoint, from technology standpoint, and even from a marketing standpoint, we recognize that through VisSpark and actually through the partner program, there was no better way to generate some visibility. I mean, it's immeasurable, but doing things like joining the partner program, getting Cloud Metrics certified as an ISV app, we recently sent that out for testing and received that certification, that's a stamp of approval, a stamp of credibility. One of the first hurdles that a startup will have is trying to get the first 10, 15, 20 customers, and having a great website isn't enough. It's having a great body of partners who can attest to what you've been doing and to the value that you bring. And, certainly that's why we joined. I'm not even sure how we found out about VisSpark. There's probably something on a blog or on a Twitter. Signed up immediately because it had our name all over it from a startup perspective. And certainly the partner program to additionally lend some credibility. And we're actually only a few points away now from certified. So, definitely from a marketing standpoint, we wanted to keep this, marketing costs and operational costs low and see what we could drive through a partner channel. And it certainly has been has benefited us. We're now going to be joining the Azure VisSpark Bootcamp, I think that's the name of it. And we'll be working on an additional module to Cloud Metrics, and hopefully we'll be developed as a standalone.
Yeah, so that's just to clear that, that's the VisSpark camp next week in New York, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. That's our first VisSpark camp.
Yeah, we're drinking it all up. There's a lot of great stuff that's offered from Microsoft. As a partner, I'm surprised at the wealth of information and support that you provide. I'm certainly drinking the Kool-Aid, and
it's one of those conversations.
Very helpful.
It's a conversation that Brian and I have had in the past. It's a conversation that Brian and I have had in the past where, we see so much interest in adoption of the VisSpark program, but I think jointly with it in terms of the value, hopefully, that's added to a company like yourself that's a startup and really needs to seek out, the avenues for marketing support, technical support, for people in a like situation such as yourself, that network of folks that are building businesses. I feel it's equally important that startups really go after aggressively becoming a Microsoft partner as well, because it becomes the next growth channel for them in terms of their relationship with Microsoft. So, you know, hopefully your company will continue to thrive and prosper. And I think by joining the Microsoft Partner Program early helps get you down that path where you'll continue to grow your visibility and exposure inside and outside of Microsoft. So it's great to see. And when Brian and I were talking and I saw that you were a partner already, I was, you know, somewhat, you know, shocked, because you know it's not the traditional path that BizSpark partners have gone on, and I'm thrilled to see it because Brian and I are advocates of it. So I think, and I'm shocked to see already that having been in the program since October, that you're just a few points shy of your certification level, so certified partner status. So congratulations to you for the efforts behind that. I'm curious. So when you started your business, and Brian, this is go back to some of the BizSpark work itself. You joined the program. Your hosted solution. Where do you host today, or are you self hosting it?
No, we're using our BizSpark sponsor is SurfPath and GoGrid.
That's awesome.
Got,
that's what I was
data wondering. Centers on the West Coast, and actually they've been early adopters of the cloud wave by providing cloud-based servers, and we have a hybrid solution with them between dedicated servers for customers, as well as leveraging virtual machines in the sky.
That's terrific. So you did take advantage. You, like you said, you had a sponsor, one of our network partners was a sponsor for you using their hosting facilities, and so it's good to see that all the pieces falling in place for you there.
Absolutely, and that just goes hand in hand with we can't do everything ourselves, and it's great that you have sponsors as part of this program. We don't want to deal with things like managing a dedicated server and the managed services that surround that. We just want to develop software, and we want to deliver world-class software to customers. So things like backups, redundancy, internet connectivity, we can stand on their shoulders, and actually as we build additional modules on the Azure platform, we'll be able to stand on Microsoft's shoulders and allow the use of the Azure platform for scalability and redundancy. Again, the things that, as an ISV, we don't want to really concentrate on. We just want to develop the product on .NET and SQL Server.
So hey, before we run out of time, I wanted to just ask you about a couple of your other your product solutions that you have available, and one is called SQL Scrubs, and I was interested in that because there's a community edition, and I thought that the listeners from Channel 9 might be really interested in going and checking that out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So SQL Scrubs was it was an application we had to develop internally because the backbone of Metrics and Nexus use reporting services, and we're in a software as a service model, and it's multi-tenant. We want to get to that kind of fair pricing across the board, and to do that, we needed to have some actionable metrics of our own about the usage of the application, usage of reporting services, utilization, bandwidth, all that good stuff, and also to be able to reinsert that into our development process to figure out, where our bottlenecks are and where we need to tune. And while there was some logging information available from SQL Server, there really wasn't anything off the shelf that we could plug in to provide this reporting. So we developed it, and it's been working well for us to optimize and tune our environment. But we decided to make to provide the data warehouse, the SSIS scripts, and a basket of reports, and published that on CodePlex. Primarily, it was twofold. One, we've been using some CodePlex applications ourselves internally. So on the one hand, it's a way to give back to the community. On the second hand, it certainly has been a great way to drive traffic and awareness about Summit Cloud and their solutions. In a broad sense, it's more for the technical community, folks that manage SQL Server. But we published that at the end of November, and last check we were over 210 downloads. So it's nice. It's just another way for us to drive awareness about Summit Cloud, people to visit this site, see what we're about, and even take a look at some of the stuff we've built, maybe get some credibility in that sense, where they can see some of the applications that we've already developed and see if that piques their interest in seeing what else we have to offer.
Great. So, David, just kind of one last question about Summit Cloud. Where do you see the company in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years? What do you want to do with Summit Cloud?
You know, we want to be a leader in point solutions for mid-sized manufacturers and retailers. Like to be a leader in that space in the cloud. But we know we can't do it without partners. So we will grow. Through partnering, either with other VARs or through OEMs.
Sounds good. And then and eventually we'll see you made public, and we'll all have nice retirements.
Right. Well, and eventually you'll kick us out of BizSpark because it's 3 years or $1 million.
Right. And so, yeah, exactly. That's what I always like to say to people is, you know, we can't wait to kick you out of BizSpark when you're making $1 million.
That'll be a great problem.
You can start charging money for the products, right? So this is good. So
that'll be a great problem to have, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much, David. It was great talking to you today. Thank you, John, for...
One last quick question, David. Just to put it out there, you're based in New York, correct?
Yes.
Well, I'll be at the Worldwide Partner Conference in D.C. this year. I hope to see you there. That's in the July time frame. It would be great to sit down with you and chat some more, so I hope you can join us.
Excellent. Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, and we'll be sure to keep our eye on Summit Cloud and let everybody know what's going on with them in the future.